Morning, everyone, and happy Easter. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and in studio, I have the owner of one of my very favorite restaurants, Bill Mackey's here from Mackey's Restaurant in downtown North Attleboro. Of course we're going to have him on, and of course we're going out to breakfast after this show. What do you think? Bill, I wanted to ask you some of your fondest memories of the restaurants that you have been working with and associated that are no longer here. You were talking a little bit about the Brook Manor, and I know that they were famous for their prime rib.
Yes.
That's what it was. I do remember that, and I do remember their prime rib.
They used to even have a carriola cart, they called it, and they used to roll the prime rib out to your table and slice it right at your table.
That's right.
And they had the most amazing popovers.
That's right.
Some people call it Yorkshire pudding. It's the same thing, but
is it really?
Yeah, and you know, you just use that to sop up the au jus.
Oh God, man.
It's so good.
Have you introduced that into your restaurant as well?
Oh, I have. I once in a while, I do. I only do dinner Friday nights. I have Friday night dinner. But I have, of course, and I actually made that popover recipe for my kids on Thanksgiving. My youngest just got her first condominium, so she wanted to host dinner, and I came over and showed her how to make popovers.
Wow. Would you ever introduce that into your repertoire over there at Mackey's?
Oh, sure.
All right. Well,
sure.
We'll have to let everyone know when you're going to do that, because that's a part of North Attleboro's history. That's for sure. So can you tell us a little bit about your interest in, what made you go into the restaurant industry? There's so many different things that you could have done or career paths that you could have chosen and going to school and learning and everything. So what's the draw of a restaurant?
For me, I believe it was because I started at such a young age that it just got into my blood. I never knew my dad's father, but he had a restaurant, and it was called Mackey's Restaurant, in Norwood, Mass.
Really?
Back in the 30s and 40s. So I guess maybe that's where it started from. I mainly worked in restaurants my whole life until I opened my own place, except for one little stint. I went to go put up fences for Walpole Woodworkers.
Oh, no kidding.
And that was hard work.
Yes.
Hard work, because you just get put with a foreman and a helper. And, of course, I was the helper. And, of course, the helper digs the holes.
Oh.
And the foreman watches you and points out, you know, what you're doing wrong.
Of course. Oh, man, that's tough work. That is very tough work. So by working in the industry all those years, I would think that it would give you a really strong education as far as, like, from the kitchen, or I should say the dishwashing, to all the way up to the servers and the waiters. And how did you learn the operations of a restaurant?
On the job for the most part. There's always that separation between the cooks and the wait staff, you know, and it's so hard to really understand what each side is going through. And so instead of just staying as a cook and doing that my whole life, I did actually get into the waitering aspect of the business, and I worked at a couple of places waiting on tables, and you know, got to see what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Which made me understand the job as a cook a whole lot more, if you put yourself into the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. I think it would be great if waitresses, you know, like spent a week in the kitchen.
I'm just thinking of your waitresses. Oh, my.
But yeah. I started waiting. My first job waiting on tables was at the Homestead Restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
You do remember that one?
I do remember the Homestead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that was great. It was a great learning experience for me to... to try that. And then I ended up working for Foxborough Raceway. And okay. Foxborough Raceway, you know, where the stadium is,
yes.
They had a big restaurant there. It was called the Tears. And, you know, I grew up from right down the street from that. I didn't even really know that that existed. I thought they just had, you know, like burgers and fries and dogs and stuff like that. But they actually had like a 5-star restaurant. And, you know, on any given night, we had, you know, 30, 35 waiters and waitresses on.
Wow.
What was the seating capacity?
It sounds like it's huge.
It was you know, well over 200 people.
Really?
You know, they had 4 bars upstairs, and you know, they called it the tiers because it was actually, you know, kind of like a staircase when they had all the tables lined up. So, you know, the further you go, and then all the front was all glass, and it was looking right down upon the track.
Mm-hmm.
And they even had little TVs at the tables, you know. And, of course, you know, I mean, we're going back to the early 80s, so they weren't TVs that we could really watch TV on.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so you could see the race better.
Oh, right, right.
So if you didn't want to look down onto the track, yeah, they had little TVs there.
I can see that, yeah, all the big, thick plastic, yeah, monitors or something, right? Oh, my God, that is too funny. Wow. So, what are some of your favorite meals that you like to make at the restaurant?
I am a gourmet chef for the most part. I know you're looking at me, you're like, wait a what? And I always worked dinner, mainly dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, like the last job I had before I opened my own place was called Carla's Restaurant in Norwood. And they had a sister restaurant called La Donna in Mansfield.
Right, right. I remember those. Yeah.
Oh, it was a great place. You know, they made everything there from scratch. They made breads. They made their own salad dressings, mayonnaise. I mean, everything was homemade. There was nothing that was bought. And that was a great place to work for us. So, you know, the funny thing is I started at 12, and I opened my own place at 31, and I probably worked at like maybe 25 different restaurants.
Wow.
And, you know, all mainly night, mainly dinner. I never cooked breakfast before I opened my own place.
You're kidding me.
Never.
But that's what you're known for. That's why I go to your restaurant.
I know.
And the bread is, when you open up the restaurant door, when you first walk in, I mean, the coffee is brewing and it smells so awesome. And you have Channel 10 on, which I love. And then you have like the wonderful aroma of the bread that comes out. That marble rye is just really amazing.
That's the secret. So, you know, I guess I would probably say that, you know, I have been in business. This is my 23rd year.
Wow, great.
But success found me without me realizing it because of the bread. When I first opened, I was a bakery that did breakfast on the weekend. And I really didn't think I was going to go in this direction. But it was the bread that everybody just started loving. And, you know, not many places make their own bread anymore.
No. No.
So, and that was, you know, when I first opened, I was in a smaller place that had 18 seats. And now, you know, my place holds 108.
Wow. That's right. And you remodeled too?
Yes, I did.
You renovated some wonderful.
Updated it.
Updated it. Yes. Yes. Can you tell me if someone's never gone to Mackey's before, can you describe some of the things that they would see? Because you have eclectic things on the walls that are for sale,
we
right?
do. We have a lot of local artists that adorn the walls of Mackey's Restaurant. And I love it because not for, like, making money off it. It helps them out. It helps me out. And for me, it's my decor changes, and I love change. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not seeing the same pictures on my walls every day.
Right.
Because people buy them. And
you know, it's true when you got the jams and jellies and the towels and the hair ribbons for the children and all kinds of different
we have
things.
Jam sweet jelly.
Oh, my God, and it's awesome.
And and Shirley Nolan, she used to have a chocolate shop right in the center of town.
Oh, my God. And,
and she makes lollipops for me, and I sell those. And she comes in every couple of weeks with new lollipops. And
wow.
Most of the time, and she's so great about it, too, because she takes the ones that don't sell and, you know, takes them away and replaces them. And so it's, I don't lose anything off the deal.
No, that's great. I mean, you have folk art, and you have beautiful decorations, as well as, like, works of art.
I even have my cousin, she knits things. She makes potholders.
Oh, that's the lady that does those beautiful work. All different kinds of colors and everything. Changes with the season.
Yeah.
See, I pay attention to these things. I'm a value shopper, too, but, I mean, I love homemade gifts to give to my family, because you don't get that. It's a lost tradition. It's a lost art.
Well, people like to, you know, when they go into a restaurant, you know, they love looking around.
Mm-hmm. And, that's true.
You know, I don't want it to get boring for them.
Right. Oh, gosh. It never is. Between the conversations of the waitresses and the hustle and bustle, and then just eating with, you know, your good friends. And I relate to the Mackie bar as the Cheers bar, because everybody knows your name without alcohol. Although you could have it right on the Sunday brunch with mimosas.
Yeah, I do serve beer and wine.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to hold you there, because we do have to take a break. And no, we don't have any mimosas here, Bill, and why not? Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you. Every 66 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Not only is the disease hard on the ones afflicted, but on their caregivers as well. On Sunday, April 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Community VNA will be holding their fourth annual Spring Break Luncheon to aid patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers. Spring Break takes place at Lake Pearl, 299 Creek Street in Wrentham. This event is open to the public and features Sunday brunch, entertainment, raffles, and a silent auction. For more information about the event, you can visit www.communityvna.com or you can call 1-800-220-0110.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times? 51. 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Senior citizens attend a free dental screening at Community V&A in Attleboro on Saturday, May 6th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. Participants will also be screened for oral cancers and have a chance to receive free denture cleanings. To schedule your free appointment, call 774-203-1906. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community V&A.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing, forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks has been part of the Attleboro area since 1906. They have always been involved in community service and charitable fundraising, giving back to our veterans, supporting our seniors, and providing youth enrichment opportunities, such as soccer and hoop shoots, fishing derbies, and dictionary projects, while also providing academic scholarships. The Elks are over 800 strong locally, and their members are their greatest asset. To learn more, you can go to attleboroelks.org. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
Everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and in studio I have the owner of Bill Mackey of my favorite restaurant, Mackey's Restaurant in downtown North Attleboro. Now, you co-own Mackey's, is that correct, with your brother, or are you the sole owner?
Yes. Nope, we're 50-50 owners.
That's really great. One quick question before we get into the older restaurants that are no longer here in our favorite memories. Is it hard to work with your brother on a restaurant like that? How do you resolve conflict, I should say?
Well, I believe it's because of the age difference. There's 17 years difference between me and my brother Bob. I think that's maybe why we get along so well.
That's really great. We were talking before during break about the restaurants, our favorite restaurants, such as the Brook Manor, that's no longer there, and it's changed hands many times before. And Box Seat is there, and it was like the tavern at Tower Square. Now Tower at Tower Square has moved down the street to Plainville. There's so many changes in the area. Some of the restaurants that have come into the downtown North Attleboro are wonderful. Table 10 and Cafe Portobello.
Yes.
And then of course your restaurant has sustained too over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about the restaurant industry and how hard it is to maintain that customer base and some of the restaurants and why they fail, in your opinion?
Well, for me, I would say you need to live it. You really need to realize that, boy, I'm not going to be a millionaire doing this kind of stuff, but if it makes you happy, then you'll be able to have longevity. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the tavern from Tower Square mm-hmm. used to be at where Box Seats is.
Right.
It actually originally started out as Jonathan's Restaurant.
That's right.
And then it turned to Peaches.
Oh my God! See, you know your history. Yes, that's right.
And then the tavern from Tower Square, and Kevin, the owner of that, you know, he moved up to where he is now in Wrentham. That mm-hmm. used to be Theodore's Landing.
Right, Theodore's Landing.
So it is tough. There is you go into it and you think, oh, I make the best meatloaf, or I make the best chicken a la king or something, and everybody tells you that, your family tells you that, oh, you should go into business, and then you go into business and you're expecting, you know, everybody to love you, you know, immediately, but it doesn't happen. You need to stick it out, and good things will come to you.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned opening up your own restaurant through the years? Like, either would be like your customer base, like catering to them. Are there staples that you always have that people can rely on? Tell us.
You find out what you get your customer base and you find out what they like. And you know, you try to create meals to appease them and see what the, you know, the general customer base really wants. And that would be probably the best way.
Where do you do the most business? Is it breakfast, lunch, or Friday dinner?
It's definitely breakfast. Definitely breakfast. That totally carries us through. Lunch is fantastic. And dinner, I stopped dinner a few years ago. I used to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night dinner. But then I got sick, you know, actually, and mm-hmm. and I realized, I was like, boy, wow, why am I killing myself here? And so I kind of scaled down a little bit, and I was going to drop dinner. But I had so many repeat customers kept coming to me and saying, Bill, you got to do dinner, you got to do dinner. So I do dinner. I do dinner on Friday nights.
Nice.
Friday night dinner.
That sounds great.
And we're killing it on Friday nights. It's absolutely fantastic.
See, because people are out and about.
Exactly, yes.
They want that dinner.
Yes.
And now we're almost done with Lent, and so you probably do the fish dinners and the fish and chips, I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, boy, uh-huh. We've been selling a lot of fish, and, you know, unfortunately, we have lost two great seafood restaurants, Fran's Restaurant and Norm Seafood. And, you know, the people that found us that realized that we do fish and chips, fried clams, seafood platters, and all that kind of stuff, they are pretty happy.
Wow. I'm going to have to check it out because there was a new restaurant in Cumberland that went through two changes already, and I went up there for Friday night. I didn't know that you did Friday nights.
We do Friday night dinner.
Because I am a Catholic gal, no meat on Fridays during Lent, so it's like I always eat I always went there, so I'll have to check it out.
And it's all the right. freshest, too, because I get delivery on Friday, and I try to predict what to buy, mm-hmm. and, you know, therefore I'm giving you the, you know, the freshest. I mean, so fresh that it ought to be slapped.
That's a good one. That should be your slogan in the window. I'm a good graphics person. I can create a sign for you.
That sounds good to me.
That is too funny. What kind of fish, though, I have to ask? Is it haddock that you serve?
We use haddock, yes.
Oh, I'm there.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. So is this going to be happening not only through Lent, but, I mean, through the whole year you've been
yes.
doing this? Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Like I told you, you know, my love has always been gourmet dinner.
Right.
So I guess, for me and for my restaurant, breakfast is where the money's at. dinner is still my passion.
Well said. That's really great. Is it because there's more profit in breakfast?
Absolutely. And it's fast. It's quick.
It is. Yes. Yes.
You know, people want to go in and get fed, and they want to leave.
Me included. Because I'm up at 5 a.m. and it's like when by the time I get to you guys around 8:30, 20 or 9, it's like I am so tired. And all I want is my cup of coffee and my breakfast. Mm. Yes. And then I go out and I do my errands. It's a great kickstart to my day. Always is, always has been. And I'm glad that you guys are still a viable part of North Attleboro's downtown.
So. Well, you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast is definitely the most inexpensive to put out. I mean, and dinner is the most expensive meal to put out. Mm-hmm. There is less profit in dinner than lunch and then breakfast. You know, I would say, you know, breakfast is definitely number one in profit.
No kidding.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking like a local breakfast and everything will maybe $10 or $12 depending on average. But then a dinner, you could easily spend between $25 and $50 or more.
Well, it's also booze, you know. The restaurants that are serving dinner are making most of their money on booze.
Gotcha. Interesting. I'll have to remember that. So I could not slip in a glass of Moscato wine then. I'd have to buy from you if I went up there for dinner. Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
You cannot break the law.
If you go back like 20 years ago or something, you could have. Because when I first opened, I was actually called Gianecco's, and that was G-N-E-C-C-O, apostrophe S. I was Gianecco's Bakery. And like I have been telling you, my passion for dinner is even though we were a bakery, did breakfast and... Oh, and I used to sell to, I had like 17 accounts I would sell breads to, you know, restaurants and stores and stuff. But I would do a gourmet meal once a month, and I would call it the Hideaway Cafe. And I got a special license from the town where people could bring their own booze in.
Oh, I see.
As long as I didn't handle it, you know, they were free to do that. So I used to do a gourmet meal, which included like one seafood, one steak, one chicken, and one specialty item, you know, whether that be a lamb or a veal or pork or something like that.
Wow. What is one of your favorite gourmet meals to make that we could see at Mackey's at some point?
Oh, gee, well, I guess you would have to come in on Friday night.
Okay.
But then again, I mean, we do have some real special kind of cool breakfast stuff too.
Oh, you do.
I mean, we're always making up some neat specials.
I know, with breakfast like Banana Foster or something like that without
yes.
the flames, but I mean, it's
right.
like, oh my God, it's
we done. Do that. Yeah, you've had that before, haven't
I have,
you?
We
call it French toast gone bananas.
Yes, that's right. And I've actually gone there with I think Danielle, your daughter, said to me, "Well, you just want the bananas?" I said, "Well, do you have fruit?" She says, "We'll fry them up for you," she said. And so she comes with a little plate of fried bananas, you know, charges me, of course. But, I mean, that's what I love about your restaurant, not only for the exquisite food and the company. And it's like a Cheers bar. I can't help it. But everybody knows me or I know them, and everybody's so friendly. And it's just a really wonderful dining experience it is. And the girls are very attentive. You have a great wait staff. And you're right, because we want to get in, we want to get out. And that second or third cup of coffee, we want it when we want it. But the food's been very consistent, and it's just really phenomenal. So I do have to hold you there, because we do have to take one quick break. And we come back, we can wrap this up about your restaurant and the hours of operation. And if you could change one thing at the restaurant, what would you do? And we'll hold you right there. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Stop by the Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro on April 20th at 7 p.m. for Frozen Voices with Lynn Heinzman. The sinking of the Larchmont in February of 1907 is often described as the Titanic of New England. Of the approximately 150 passengers and crew members, only 17 people survived. Author Lynn Heinzman will talk not only about the tragedy, but also about how she went about writing her historical novel based on the sinking of the Larchmont. For more information on the event, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior, and I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Finding a mechanic or automotive repair facility can be an arduous task. Questions like, am I being overcharged or am I paying for work that doesn't need to be done, are valid concerns. Roberts Automotive understands this. That's why they abide by a code of ethics to help keep your mind at ease. When bringing your vehicle to Roberts Automotive, they'll explain how to correct existing problems and perform preventative maintenance. Most importantly, Roberts Automotive knows your vehicle is more than transportation, it's a lifeline to work, to school, for family. Roberts Automotive is located at 193 Pine Street in Attleboro. For more information and to view their code of ethics, you can visit their website at robertsautomotiveinc.net.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and in studio I have a very special guest, Bill Mackey, owner of Mackey's Restaurant in downtown North Attleboro. So, okay, getting back to this wonderful restaurant, if you could change one thing about your restaurant, what would it be?
You know, I don't think I can answer that question. I just love the way it actually has evolved. Change happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't think of anything that I would change. And, you know, if you ask me if I would ever do it again, the answer would be, yeah, I'm having a great time. You know, we're a small community and you know, just getting to know everybody and in such a friendly atmosphere to work in. And I have been blessed with a great staff. They don't seem to leave me. And I think that might be the secret of success, too, because, you know, when the customers come in, they love familiarity. And, you know, they see it. They see the same people that are waiting on them. And it's like, you know, being home, coming home.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is. If you weren't in the restaurant business, what other industry do you think you would be in?
I would be a painter.
A painter?
Yes, and not Michelangelo, but... just, you know, painting your living room and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do have a side business. So, you know, people out there that think that, you know, being an owner of a restaurant, you're set for life. I actually have a part-time job. I started my own painting company probably 10 years ago, and I do a little painting.
No kidding.
Yes.
See, I brought you here all these years, and here I'm thinking that I'm talking to a baker and a restaurateur, and now you're a painter like Picasso.
Yep, and my other little business, it's called The Gourmet Painter.
That's really great. And they can contact you through the restaurant.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
Okay, cool. Can you give any advice to anyone who is thinking about owning a restaurant? What are some of the tips or the pitfalls or the downfalls or even like just going for it? What would be your best advice to somebody who is thinking about owning a restaurant someday?
Pull up your pants, roll up your sleeves. You're in for a long, strange trip.
Really?
There's good times, there's bad times, you know, you really just need to get it into your head that if this is your passion, then it will work for you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the secrets of your success for Mackey's?
Well, like I told you, I didn't realize it at the time, but the secret of my success has been my bread. You know, whether that is when a customer walks into the restaurant and they can smell it cooking, and then when they get it served to their table and they taste it, it's definitely been the bread, and I believe it's probably been because I'm in the center of town, and that's really worked out for me.
The location,
you know, for my type of place, mm-hmm. It's been working. It's been working for 23 years, and you know, it's been great. I've been so happy.
That's great. And your family is there, we should mention, right?
They are. My daughter is trying to take control away from me, but my daughter Danielle. I give her some bits and pieces. Try not more than she could handle. She is juggling two young children, ages 1 and 3, so. But she loves it, and she has a passion for it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, my other daughter, Caitlin, she worked there, you know, since she was like 4 or 5 years old and until she graduated college. Then she told me, I'm not sure if it was the day of graduation or the day after, she was like, Dad, I'm all done, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
And what is she doing now?
She is a director for an autistic school.
Oh, bless her. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she loves it.
You raised some great girls, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, that's really wonderful. My God. So getting back into the industry, we just heard that there's going to be like 1.2 million more restaurants by 2027. Wow, that's a big increase of restaurants. So all of those, like, what are the numbers as far as, like, success? That's got to be, like, restaurants open,
well,
restaurants closed.
Those numbers you're posing are pretty astronomical. I would actually like to see how it's reflected with sole proprietorship restaurants.
Right.
Because I'm sure these numbers are reflecting on what they say in the business, box restaurants.
Right. Are you talking about like the chain restaurants?
Chain restaurants, yeah.
Right, yeah. Is it more profitable for a restaurant owner to have their own place versus like a franchise?
I'm not sure about that. I had dreams when I opened. I figured in 5 years I'll be franchising out. And
really?
Yeah, but then after getting into it and, you know, discovering that, there's only 24 hours in a day. I can't get all this done. But you work it, and you know it's. If you want to make it your passion and your life, you can stay in business as long as you want to.
Well said. Thank you. I really appreciate your honesty and your candor, and to all those restaurants and the histories of all of them and all the restaurants that you've ever worked in. I have to ask you before we go. what would be one of your favorite restaurants?
You
can give me a few.
It would be the Brook Manor. It would be the Brook Manor restaurant. I just love that place. It was such an old building. It had such great charm. I just really enjoyed working for Joe Scarlatelli.
Yes.
And
it was called the Cotting Mansion, wasn't it? The Cotting Mansion, the family.
Yes. I believe.
That mural, that beautiful, painting when you walked in on the left hand side.
Yes.
That was so.
It's just the whole building
gorgeous.
Had charm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable charm.
Yes, and I think the family makes it. I think that any restaurant success, you can tell me no or yes, but isn't it the family or the feel when someone walks in, a customer walks in, they have to feel welcomed.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I've been to many restaurants, and as Tom Rafferty, who's listening, probably will tell you, but no, I think that that's really key, and I think that you have a really great secret up there at Mackey's Restaurant, and I kid Mike, too, and some of my guests, when they come in this early, I always say to them, if you are willing to get up early to come to my show at 6:45, I will treat you to breakfast, and some of them do. They come in, and they do come with me to your restaurant, and Mike and I have been up there many times, as I'm sure you've seen us. Actually, no, you don't, because I come on Saturdays, and a lot of times you work on Sunday.
Yes, and also probably, you know, we were talking about my brother and, you know, how we get along, and the, you know, we do have the age difference, but he's a morning person. I'm a night person, and so he's there at, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm lucky, and I actually tailored my schedule that my earliest day is on Sundays.
Right,
I start my day at 9 a.m. But that's real early for me.
How about if you give us the location and the hours of operation?
We're right in the center of North Attleboro, across from Bank of America. And we're open Monday through Saturday doing breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. Friday, we also do dinner, like I said. And Sundays, we do all-you-can-eat chicken on Sundays. So we open at 7:30, and we close at 7 at night.
Oh.
So you can actually get breakfast, lunch, or if you want, our... all-you-can-eat chicken at any time of the day on Sundays.
I did not know that.
Yeah, sure. You can go in at, you know, 6 o'clock at night and get breakfast.
My God. I didn't know that you were serving breakfast all day long. That's really phenomenal. When are you open on Friday for dinner?
We're open till 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Oh, so you stay from the morning all the way up?
Yes. And even on Friday nights, if you know, you come in at 7 o'clock at night and you want eggs in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
With rye,
yes,
you got it.
No, I think I will definitely check you out next Friday. I will. I'm good. So what is your plans for the restaurant for tomorrow, Easter?
We're doing breakfast only. We're not going to do the chicken dinner. I'm sure we'll be pretty busy.
I'm sure you're going to be slamming.
And I'll be out front, so if anybody wants to come by and say hello, and if you bring your kids, my daughter made up these little eggs with some goodies inside. And,
nice.
And I'll be passing those out.
Sounds great. All right, Bill, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Elaine. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I would like to thank you very much for coming in. Also, I'd like to thank Jim Jones, who's running my board and keeping me on track. And also to you, our listeners, we want to wish you a very happy Easter. And also to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, will be back next Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon. So 6 days of broadcasting on WARA 1320. And so from all of us here, have a great holiday tomorrow. Spend it with family and friends, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another edition of Out and About with Elaine.